Cheryl Hunter, Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R. Date of birth is 1-16-1963. This is for date of service, 12-6-2023. Mrs. Hunter is a 60-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her Hashimoto's thyroiditis. She also has a history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. She also has a history of a multinodular goiter. Her thyroid labs are reviewed and her TSH is 2.76, free T4 is 1.36. The patient reports a history of Hashimoto's thyroiditis. She was on birth control until the age of 50 and then she went through menopause after that. She experiences occasional hot flashes. She reports some dry skin and some significant hair loss that occurred after a likely COVID infection. She reports occasional compressive symptoms at the thyroid plan. Number one, for her multinodular goiter, she had a thyroid ultrasound done on May 8th, 2023, indicating a dominant nodule on the right, measuring 0.9 by 0.7 by 0.5 centimeters, and another one measuring 1.0 by 0.7 by 0.7 centimeters. She has a dominant nodule on the left, measuring 0.6 by 0.4 by 0.4 centimeters. We are going to continue to monitor these nodules and follow up with thyroid ultrasound in May of 2024. Next number, for her Hashimoto's thyroiditis, she is currently not on any thyroid hormone replacement. I will check a current thyroid function panel. I will also check a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level. Next number, for her thinning hair, she is on Nutrafol for supplementation, and I advise the patient that she may continue the Nutrafol therapy. Her hair thinning may be related to a worsening Hashimoto's this past year, secondary to a COVID infection. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management. Please add another number. For her hypertension, continue lisinopril 10 milligrams daily. Next number, for her hyperlipidemia, continue atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.